Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, follow on Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Hi, my name is Vanessa, and today's video slash podcast are going to be about the post 9/11 GI Bill and proposed changes in legislation that will affect anyone eligible to utilize it in the military community ultimately. These changes I'm really excited about. They've been proposed by a few congressional representatives right now in the last number of days, I think it is, since it hit my radar. I shared about it actually on my social media, LinkedIn and Twitter, I do believe. So if you're not following me there, check that out. You'd be interested in it most likely. So anyways, basically the changes have to do with making the post 9/11 GI Bill more business friendly. And so what I mean by that is it would make it to where currently it's be able to be used for essentially educational programming of a different type. So there'd be higher education, which I have a lot of issues with that term, or technical programming or flight school. That's something I didn't even know it could be used for until recently. There's a whole thing about that, by the way. But business friendly, it would be able to be utilized for small, well, businesses, basically. So if military veterans or eligible people utilizing this in the military community would like to start or run a business of some kind, they would be able to do so with the post 9/11 GI Bill with these proposed legislative changes. So the proposal is basically a 7-year pilot program. So temporary tests, essentially, between the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs partners with the Small Business Administration. And it's the exact details of what this would look like have not been outlined. I can't find any additional information about this. This was covered by a local news program, and they featured a few legislators that were proposing it. One in particular, who appears to have had this idea for some time now, and it seems to be getting some support, some steam, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be voted on sooner than later, it sounds like. So I hope it passes. I hope it's worthwhile. You know, my thoughts are, is if people could utilize the same amount of money that is being set aside for these schools to utilize for the higher education, then that means, in my mind, this is my opinion, of course, what I think would be nice to see, the money could be utilized for business expenses. It could be utilized to maybe buy property for the business, which is super exciting in my opinion. I'd love to see that. And so, you know, right now we have a situation where the higher education, universities, college, whatever system in America are being funded a lot by the government with government grants and government loans, which are a very controversial topic, because people are essentially getting a lot of useless credentials, degrees, or maybe not finishing a degree at all, and then being saddled with all this debt that follows them throughout their entire lifetime. I've literally been hearing people complain about being burdened with student loans since I was a teenager many years ago, and people are still complaining about the same exact issues. And so it's definitely time to change some things, and this is a very good change. It would be a way of putting more money into the pockets of military community members and their families. And this would really potentially, if done right, if handled correctly, could really benefit the American economy and improve the American economy, which is something that's always a good thing. I think it would help military community members that are eligible for this realize their dreams of entrepreneurship, of business ownership, of doing work that matters, that they care about, that's passionate, that they're passionate about, and that meets the needs of their community and of possibly the whole country, depending on how big that business grows. Now, you know, not all businesses will succeed, but there's a lot that can be learned from running a business versus sitting in a classroom listening to someone lecture you on it that has no real experience to begin with in many cases. So I think this is great. I think a lot of great things could come out of this if this is passed. A lot of great businesses could come out of this. And I have nothing but optimism and hope regarding this topic. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you've heard about this. All right, wish you all the best. Bye.
Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, follow on Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok.